Well, hello again, everyone. Craig Heist here with MLB.com's Nationals beat writer, Bill Latson. And the winter meeting's coming up on Monday in Nashville. And, Bill, let's throw around some of the things that have happened with this club since we talked at the end of the regular season. First of all, the trade earlier this week, bringing Denard Span from the Minnesota Twins to the Nationals in exchange for Alex Meyer, who's a pitcher that obviously the Nats thought very highly of, otherwise they wouldn't have drafted him, but a lot of people think he's about 2 years away. This was, though, the guy that I think Mike Rizzo, or the type of player that Mike Rizzo coveted for the last couple of years, a guy who could play center field and go get the baseball, and a guy who could hit leadoff and have a great on-base percentage and be a catalyst.
That's right, Craig, and he's a guy that they've been going after really since 2011. You know, there was talk of trading for him and trading away Drew Storen. So Charlie got his man, and hopefully he'll be a leadoff hitter for the next at least 2 years. It's obvious that the outfield is set now with Harper in left, Spahn in center, and Jason Worth in right.
All right, now let's talk about what the domino effect of this could be. And I think we have to talk about two domino effects. One, with this, and then how this affects the Nationals going forward and trying to sign Adam LaRoche. And whatever happens from here on out, I think, really depends on whether or not they can get Adam signed.
I think it's less than 50% that they re-sign Adam LaRoche, only because LaRoche wants a 3-year deal. And the Nationals are not willing to give him that long-term contract. The problem is, it's the length of the contract, not so much the money. And you got to remember, too, Adam LaRoche missed almost all of 2011 because of a shoulder injury. And you would think the Nationals would like to be cautious with that. And plus, they have a first baseman by the name of Matt Skaal, who they're really high on. So I think they don't want to waste his future by keeping the minor leagues very long. I mean, his future could be 2014, not 2013 for sure.
Well, that's the life of a GM, though, because you got a guy who's coming off a 32-homer, 100 RBI season, who's proven when he's healthy is going to put up that kind of year, and we all know what kind of first baseman he is. So this is some really heavy thinking for Mike Rizzo to do.
That's correct. And I mean, to me, Adam LaRoche is the best defensive first baseman the Nationals have ever had. You know, yeah, I mean, if they're going to miss anything, it'll be the defensive part. And it also means that they got to make a decision on Michael Morse. I think Michael Morse is a better first baseman than he was in outfield. There's no question about that. But I think no matter what happens, 2013 is going to be Michael Morse's last year with the Nationals. There's no question in my mind about that. And we'll see what happens.
But with this Span move, now you're going to have Harper in left, Worth in right, and if Morse doesn't get moved to first base, and even, you know, even if they don't sign LaRoche, I think there'll still be a push to try to do that, but certainly Morse is kind of expendable now, right?
I wouldn't go so far. I wouldn't say 100% that he's expendable, but they do have options. I mean, if they wanted to trade Morse, regardless of what they do with LaRoche, I mean, they still have Tyler Moore. You know, I think Tyler Moore could do the job, but I wouldn't go so far as to say he's without question expendable. I think it all depends on what happens to LaRoche. I mean, I was told off the record that if LaRoche was signed, they're going to try their best to trade Moore. So we'll see what happens.
All right, now as far as Meyer is concerned, this is a guy that the Nats had really high hopes for, and you know, everybody kind of thought he was about 2 years away. But it's the old adage, you got to give up something to get something, and the Nats certainly wanted that center fielder and the on-base percentage and the leadoff guy and the speed at the top of the order, but they do lose a good young arm.
Well, that goes to show you the minor league system the Nationals have, because, you know, remember, before Rizzo took over, they had one of the worst minor league systems around. That goes to show you how much things have changed. People now believe that the Nationals have some, you know, great minor league players that's worth taking. And in the Twins' case, I mean, the Twins are looking to rebuild now. I mean, they're what the Nationals were 5 years ago. So I can understand why they made the trade that they made.
Well, Span gets $11.25 million combined over the next two seasons up until 2015, then the $9 million option. So this is an affordable contract.
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, you know, you don't have to spend a lot on a guy like Michael Bourne. And you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, is Spahn a superstar now? No. I mean, he's a good player. But I think they're hoping that in a different league, he can be even better. So, and he stays healthy, too. That's the key.
The contract that Spahn has right now, affordable, obviously, but this will free the Nationals up now to maybe go out and get a pitcher during these winter meetings or maybe later on in the offseason. Greinke's name is out there. There's a couple others. Which way do you think it goes?
I think they're going to try their best to go after Greinke. I mean, they wanted him before 2 years ago. And, I mean, they had a deal to acquire his services. And it didn't happen because Greinke vetoed the deal. Remember, when that deal was made, the Nationals were not a winning team. But it's a different story now. So hopefully they can get something done. I think he's the best option for them, in my opinion, of all the pitchers out there. I know Dan Haran's been mentioned, Blanton, who used to be with the Phillies and Orioles, he's been mentioned. But I think of all the pitchers who are out there, without question, from a free agency standpoint, Greinke is the best.
Well, now, the other part about that is if they don't get the top-notch pitcher that they're looking for in the starting rotation, they also want to improve that bullpen as well.
Yeah, they have to, and, you know, they need to get some lefties in there, too, because, as you know, Davey Johnson loves those lefties. The more, the merrier. And I don't think they're going to sign Sean Burnett either, because he's not going to get that three-year contract that Jeremy Alfeld received from the Giants. There's no way. No way. And, yeah, the numbers are nice that Burnett put up. But let's face it, man, the last month of the season, including the postseason, Burnett looked shaky. He really did. And I don't see them giving him a long-term deal. Don't see it.
Now, the other thing that this Spahn deal does, though, is it allows the Nationals to move Jason Wirth back down in the lineup and maybe even Bryce Harper to that degree. But whatever happens, obviously, it'll be Davey Johnson's decision.
Oh, no question. But, you know, Craig, I think Harper probably will stay in the second spot. I mean, because why would you move him down? Considering what he did, I mean, this guy led the team in runs scored. He can be one of the table setters at the top of the order. I think he should stay there. Jason Wirth, I totally understand, because he's really a middle-of-the-order guy. So I think that's a good thing.
What else do you think the Nationals are going to do down in Nashville this week?
Well, you know, they need some bench help. They got to sign their guys who are arbitration eligible. And that's about it. I mean, there isn't, compared to years past, there isn't much to do. There isn't a lot to do at the winter meetings. We'll see what happens.
I was going to say, after this Denard Spahn deal, I would say this could be a very quiet week for the Nats.
It could be, but, you know, this is Mike Rizzo you're talking about, and I expect him to be busy. I mean, I don't think he's going to be quiet at all.
All right, Bill Latson, MLB.com. Thanks a lot, and we'll do it again soon.
You got it. Take care.